This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, here we are in Antalya, Turkey, in the southern part of Turkey, along the Mediterranean coast. This is known as the Turkish Riviera. We're surrounded on one side by beautiful Taurus Mountains, on the other side by the sea. A city of about 1 million people is just bustling down here, booming. This country is amazing. What's going on here in Turkey?
Well, Turkey is one of the BRIC countries. It's one of the rapidly developing countries. Since 2000, 5% growth per year in a tough neighborhood. Syria, revolution next door. Iran, under severe sanctions. Georgia, which has been in political turmoil up to the northeast. Greece, Cyprus, both melting down. So Turkey is an island of growth, industrialization. $15,000 per capita income. And this city and this country is just booming. There are tons of languages, 35 million visitors a year, tourists. It is one of the biggest tourist destinations. Incredible mix of peoples, cultures, vibrant.
It's very clear this is a very diverse country. I think that's the one thing that we've definitely noticed since we've been here. Income inequality is falling, as you said. I mean, they've had 10 years of magnificent growth, 5% a year at least. The industrial sector, construction, service industry, banking. But all of this really being made possible because of moderate politics, right? I mean, it's the leaders of today that are regulating all of this and making sure that the moderate forces are the ones that drive this country forward.
Well, the Prime Minister, Erdogan, has won 3 elections in a row, each with a bigger majority than the last. And he has created this new path for Turkey, neither east nor west. Turkey was pushed out. Its attempt to get into the EU failed, and it's shifted to the east. Now, this happened also at a time when communism collapsed, and Turkey now has $30 billion worth of trade per year with Russia, which is 2 times the amount of trade it had with the United States. During the Cold War, it had almost no trade with Russia. Now it has pipelines going from Baku and gas and oil pipelines coming through Turkey, big means of fulfilling their own energy needs, but also making transport fees. And they've opened up to Iran. They've begun and run into trouble with the United States on Iran because Turkey did not want Iran to have these severe sanctions put on it because they wanted to build pipelines and so forth to bring Iranian oil and gas to Europe. America has put the kibosh on those plans. But moderation has been at the center of Erdogan's policy. Its foreign policy is based around what it calls no problems, zero problems with neighbors. And it has tried to bring Greece, Armenia, some of the more vexed relationships that it has into much better balance and to play all ends off against the middle.
I mean, clearly, Turkey is right in the heart of the world, if you will. I mean, it is the crossroads. I think the thing that's really stuck out to me in our 2 weeks here is that it is a magnet for people from all around the world, not just tourists. I mean, this place is crawling with Russians and people from all over the Middle East. It's, you know, Africa is looking now to Turkey. I mean, there's trade, as you mentioned, trade going everywhere. But this is still a very tricky and challenging neighborhood, right? You would never know, sitting here on the southern coast of Turkey, that just down the road, there's war in Syria.
400,000 Syrian refugees in southern Turkey today. It is an explosive situation, and things could go wrong so easily. And you get that sense, and every Turk you talk to is anxious. Bombs went off in southern Turkey. We believe Syria was behind them. And all the businessmen in Istanbul were terrified because that 35 million visitors could dry up if there is political instability. Much of this explosive growth could turn downwards. And so Turkey is trying to balance constantly, as you said, play this middle road and keep stability in the neighborhood.
Not only with its neighbors, but internally as well, right? I mean, they have the Kurdish question in the east. They have, you know, some challenges to the moderate politicians in this country, the conservative force, the fundamentalists that are moving. I mean, what are we to expect in terms of longer-term political stability in Turkey?
Well, everywhere you go, you hear people debating. Is the Erdogan government leading a democratic transition, or is it moving towards a more Islamic authoritarianism? And that we've heard views from every side. Many people think that Erdogan is doing the right thing. Others believe that he is bringing the headscarf back and that this is a slippery slope towards some new form of authoritarianism, and they're very anxious.
Well, despite the anxiety, it's certainly a beautiful country and one that the students from the University of Oklahoma are enjoying very much, and so are we. So reporting once again from Antalya, Turkey in the south, next we're headed to the center of the country in Ankara, and we'll report from there.
It's a pleasure.